Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Littlest Voyageur by Margie Preuss. Narrated by Graham Halstead. Part 1. The Voyage. Montreal. My wanderlust is born. The flash of red paddles. The sound of strong, singing voices. I leapt to a higher branch for a better view of the mighty Ottawa River. Canoe after canoe after canoe, a whole brigade of canoes moved along the waterway below my treetop home. Each big birch bark canoe loaded with many bundled parcels, each propelled by a crew of 8 to 12 voyageurs. Each voyageur paddling like mad and singing. I sang a song, too. Come back. I want to go with you. No answer. I flung myself from branch to branch, trying to catch up with them. But soon there was just the sound of their song trailing behind as they paddled into the far away. Every spring, when the ice had well and truly melted, the voyageurs set off from my home near Montreal in their beautiful, honey-colored canoes. Where did they go? What did they do there? What did they carry away in those canoes? What did they bring back when they returned months later with the autumn wind at their backs? Sometimes on their return, I caught the scent of the faraway. Pine cones sticky with resin. The sweet sap of maple trees. Musky mushrooms. Juicy berries, a multitude of nuts and seeds yet to be tasted. It was a smell that stirred up in me a wanderlust, a call to adventure of the grandest sort. I want to be a voyageur, I told my friends. Why? They asked. They are brave. I am brave. They are strong. I am strong. They like to sing. I like to sing. They carry heavy bundles. I carry things. They wear red caps and sashes. I wear red from head to tail. The voyageurs are small in stature, I said. I am small. Why should I not be a voyageur? Because you are a squirrel, my friends argued. Because you cannot paddle a canoe? Because you cannot cook? Because at the portages you cannot carry a heavy bundle? This is what I said to them. I may not paddle, but I can sing. I may not cook, but I can eat. I may not carry much, but I can carry something. Well, said my friends, they will never let you into their canoe. Perhaps, I agreed. But their canoes are so big, there are plenty of places to hide. And I am so small, I can fit into one of their vest pockets. May 15th, 1792. My journey begins. And that is exactly where I was when the next brigade set off. Oui, c'est vrai. Yes, it's true. I joined a crew of 8 hardy voyageurs. Jean Méchant, Jean-Paul, Jean-Luc, Jean-Jacques, Jean-Henri, Jean-Claude, Jean-Louis, Jean-Gentil. Et moi, Jean-Pierre Petit le Rouge, the littlest voyageur. The Jeans were not exactly aware that I had joined their team, but I planned to impress and delight them with my many talents. As soon as I was in the canoe, I slipped out of the vest pocket where I had been hiding. I stashed myself among the kegs and barrels and oilcloths and the many big, heavy, canvas-wrapped bundles they call pièces. But before the voyageurs departed, wives and sisters and mothers came down to the waterfront to say goodbye to their husbands, brothers...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?